Good afternoon and welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. I have two guests in the studio today. You've heard from Steve Bakunas before. He's a wonderful local actor and director and one of the best set designers and builders I've ever met. He's also a freelance artist. And Steve is here and he has brought with him Owen Dunn, who is a playwright originally from Dublin, living in Wilmington these days. And he has written a play called Positions, which is currently at the Red Barn Studio Theater on 3rd Street here in Wilmington. So first of all, both of you, welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure.
Wonderful. Let's talk with you first, Owen, about Positions, about the genesis of the story. How did this play develop within you and you put it on paper?
Well, I guess it started last summer when I was reading the New York Times. I was reading articles about Congressman Wiener and Dominique Strauss-Kahn, both very respected politicians. One was the leader of the IMF, and you know, both of them got into trouble with, Congressman Wiener was tweeting photos of his crotch to young college girls, and
lovely,
yeah. And Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who is an extraordinary French politician, mm-hmm. Was accused of raping a chambermaid in a New York mm-hmm. hotel. So I was reading this, watching it on the news like everyone was, and I thought to myself, why do these seemingly intelligent men do really stupid things for sex? And that's the genesis of the play. I started to write it based on that.
Well, let's talk about the play, the story of the play, and we'll talk about the characters as well. Steve, you want to just kind of give a little synopsis?
Sure. Married couple, 15 years, two kids. Their sexual life has become complacent. The husband has a great desire to try to revive it and bring some life to it. Discovers a book on 52 sexual positions and figures if they could dedicate one night a week to one position in the course of a year, hopefully it will spice up their life. Mm. And they embark on this journey with seemingly some success. But the wife discovers a dark secret about her husband that, you know, without giving anything away, just kind of escalates.
Yeah, the first act of the play is I tried to explore the kind of comic banality of our sexual needs. So there's a lot of laughter, and it's a fun play. When I saw it last night again, I was amazed at how much laughter there was. There's almost a giddiness in the audience. Mm. But then, as Steve just said, there's something sinister that we discover about Leo and his whole plan. And that leads us into Act Two, which is, I think, quite a lot darker. You know, the laughs taper off. Although I was surprised last night to hear quite a few laughs in Act Two. Mm. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a funny situation. I mean, it is dark, but
the human condition is sometimes awful, but funny at the same time. Funny and awful.
You know, someone falls down and, you know, it's kind of funny. It's painful, but there's something humorous about it. Mm-hmm. And
Act Two is a little painful, but Act One is, I think, what I detected last night in the audience is that everyone is familiar with those situations, with a familiar what goes on in the bedroom. So there's quite a lot of nudges like, oh, yeah, you know, we know about that. Mm-hmm. And it's about having I wrote that first act about, you know, how fun sex is, I guess. How fun it can be. But then there's a sinister side to it, which, you know, obviously these important politicians got caught up with that last year, and mm-hmm. and it happens all the time. I mean, it's incredible. Every few months, there's some kind of new sexual scandal, and it always involves men. And you think, why are they doing this? You know, what's missing in their lives? Do they think in this day and age, when this instant communication, that you can get away with that stuff? And I put Leo, the lead guy, the lead character. He's just a geography teacher. He's a regular guy. And I chose not to pick someone that was, you know, a politician or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he's just a regular guy and he gets caught up with it.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with playwright Owen Dunn and director Steve Bakunas about Positions, Owen Dunn's play, which is currently running at Red Barn Studio Theater. It opened, a week ago?
And 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and has two more weeks to run. The show is Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3 through May 11th. But you were telling me, Steve, Sundays are already sold
and
out.
The final week is just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 9th, 10th, and 11th.
So if this sounds intriguing to you and you'd like to go to the Red Barn Studio Theater, I'm going to give you the phone number right now for the box office, and I'll give it again at the end of the interview, 7620955. Or you can also go to redbarnstudiotheater.com and read more about it. Now, I know that positions refers to the sexual positions that are discussed in the play. I'm kind of thinking they probably aren't demonstrated.
Well, you know, obviously there's no nudity. There's no nudity in the play.
It's very
obviously
tasteful. Yeah, there's no nudity, and it is suggestive. Mm-hmm. You know, we take it as far as we can, and then mm-hmm. let your imagination take it the rest of the way.
Right, but the word positions also refers to.
Well, you know, obviously the sexual positions, but the position that Leo finds himself in at the end of Act One. You know, he's done this treacherous thing to his wife, and he has to pay the price. And we see that all the time with, you know, the politicians and the preachers and the, you know, the CEOs that get themselves in trouble. There's a price that has to be paid, and he pays for that in the second act, and mm-hmm. it's an unraveling. You know, that's why it's kind of painful to watch him. You want to kind of jump up and shake him and say, "What are you doing?" Because he thinks he's solving the problem, but he's not really. He's just going down further and further. Mm-hmm. And Steve has done an incredible job with exploring that second act. And my hat goes off to Mike O'Neill. I mean, wow, what a great actor he is.
He is. He's so subtle and so deep. You know, he's really.
He really went there in
anything,
this play. Yeah,
you know?
He really, to be vulnerable like that, you know, and he really opens up. Because it's really necessary if you want to tell the story and really feel what another person is feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have to go to that place. And, you know, he goes there. And, you know, positions also. What I love about the writing is that Owen shows us both sides, the sexual nature of men and women and how different they are and juxtaposed to one another. You really see that sometimes it's just a matter of men assuming that women think the same way. And it's like, well, why aren't you, you know, into it? Or why mm-hmm. aren't you? It's like, well, honey, you know, you need to slow down. You need to pay attention. It needs to be about something and not just a position, mm-hmm. you know, but it's our relationship. It's nurturing one another in that way. And it's some really wonderful scenes and wonderful writing that bring that to light. And I think that's probably a lot of the problem with men when they wander or stumble is because they make assumptions. And who educates us about sex? I mean, we stumble into the world and we go, hey, this is good, you know, but it's not, you know, the communication, the open communication is rare, I believe.
And it's essential.
Yeah. And you're afraid. It's like, who talks about religion and politics and sex? Mm-hmm. You know, you're afraid to, because you really don't know. I don't know about politics. I mean, I really don't know what's going on in the world. Truthfully, I read the paper and I could read articles and commentary. But truthfully, you know, because it always seems years later you find out what the real truth was.
Exactly.
And you go, wow, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to assume to know anything. And, yeah. and this is good for me, even this play, to go, you know, take a look at your nature mm-hmm. and what drives you. It's a conversation piece is really yeah. what it is. Get people talking about a topic that is necessary.
I think that idea of when you're talking about politics and you read about it and it doesn't make that much sense and years later you hear the real story underneath it all, I think that sex almost as a metaphor sometimes is a cover for other things, for other issues that are going on in our lives. And we use sex in different ways. Men use it differently than women sometimes and think about it differently than women do. And so it can become about power. It can become about control. It can become about different kinds of needs being met.
Yeah, know? Absolutely.
As you said, you know, nurturing, not necessarily sexual fulfillment, but nurturing.
Yeah. And we look at that in the play, and that's how we, in the first act, Leah wants to do certain positions, but they're all kind of wacky positions, like the Arc de Triomphe and kissing the Blarney Stone, the wheelbarrow. He comes up, you know, all these silly ones.
Is that humanly possible?
Yeah. Whereas Hillary wants to kind of explore the tenderness and the love, and every position that she comes up with has a story. You know, there's a story involved in it. It's good to see that, and it's funny, and people identify with it, and it's been great. It's been a great experience.
Wonderful. Now, this is your premiere of this play, yes, here in Wilmington?
Yeah, absolutely. I just live around the corner from the Red Barn. And as I said, I wrote it last summer and put it down for a few months and dropped it off with Steve in December, put it in his mailbox. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to get this guy, he's going to be home at Christmas. And then he got back to me at the beginning of January. And really, as a playwright, I couldn't have hoped for a better person to take it, because he's had it now for 4 months and he has worked with it every single day. Mm. He's actually put more time into it than I have. I wrote it in a few weeks, and then he's been working on it for months. And that's what every writer or playwright needs, someone like that.
It's called Positions by Owen Dunn. It's directed by Steve Bakunas. It features Mike O'Neill, Michelle Gagliano, and Catherine Lucci. It is running at the Red Barn Studio Theater Wednesday through Saturday at 8, and then next week, Wednesday through Friday at 8. Mm-hmm. The Sunday performances are already sold out. If you would like to see the show, the tickets are $20, cash or check only, and you can call 762-0955. Thank you both.
How about a shout out to my lovely wife who just got nominated for a Tony?
You bet. Linda Lavin.
Shout out, honey.
We love you, Linda, and congratulations on that. Oh, thank you both for coming in today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having us.
Right. This is WHQR.